Now, another day of deadly violence in northwest Pakistan. A blast kills nearly two dozen people and leaves many more injured. Officials say a bomb went off outside a Shia mosque in the Pat Bazar area of Hangu, a main district located in the country's northwest province of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. The explosion occurred as worshippers were leaving the mosque after Friday prayers. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack yet. Police have cordoned off the area for full investigation and the injured have been taken to a local hospital. Pakistan has long been plagued by violence linked to ethnic and political tensions. Sayed Tariq Pirzadeh is a political and strategic affairs analyst.
Let's talk with me now, live
from Islamabad. Let's get his thoughts on this. Mr. Pirzadeh, welcome. Of course, this isn't the first time that we're hearing of these attacks. Similar attacks, of course, taking place regularly against the Shia community in Pakistan. A lot of those people who are protesting these attacks are saying that the government is not doing enough to stop them.
And that is the major issue. It's been 5 years of this government in power. And whether it is the sectarian violence, whether it is the anti-Shia violence, whether it is the political violence, whether it is the suicide bombing pertaining to the Afghan crisis, this government has not been able to curtail or contain or stop violence in Pakistan. There is no enforcement of law. Yesterday, it is a very sad thing that I'm going to share with you. There was a CCTV camera mounted on a pole in the middle of a square, and three scholars of a community, they were butchered over there, and there was no police neither in the neighborhood, and there was nobody caught later on. So be it the Shia Sunni violence, be it the sectarian violence, be it the political violence, be it the terrorism related violence pertaining to Afghanistan, this government, you have rightly pointed out, has no either a plan to enforce law or it is inept to undertake any steps.
Well,
in that
on that
direction.
Note, Mr. Pirzadeh, a lot of people have been saying that those who are behind these attacks, especially when it comes to the Shia community, have been identified. Rather, they say the government knows who these people are but is not doing anything to detain them. So is this, do you think, a deliberate inaction from the part of the government?
Well, inaction is always there. I cannot agree with you more. But let me mention one exception over here. In the case of Balochistan, we saw just a few weeks ago that members of the Hazara tribe, they were butchered by the people, and they are Shiite, of course. And the government was forced to take an action, and the provincial government was sacked. But that was not because the government wanted to do so. There was so much political pressure to change the government at that time as a result of the protest and the demonstrations, and because the bodies that were never, they were not allowed to be buried. So the government, the inaction by the government, the inability of the government, the lack of planning by the government, and there's a lack of political will to go ahead and take an impartial course of action in all areas of political and sectarian violence. That's where the problem is.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sayed Tariq Pirzadeh, political and strategic affairs analyst with us there live from Islamabad.